The Works of Jesus. Matthew chapter 11 verses 1 to 6. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. Meanwhile, John heard in prison about the works of Christ, and he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we look for someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the one who does not fall away on account of me." Matthew chapter 11 verses 20 to 24. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to heaven? No, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." John chapter 5 verses 16 to 24. Now because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews began to persecute him. But Jesus answered them, "To this very day my Father is at his work, and I too am working." Because of this, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus replied, "Truly, truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself unless he sees the Father doing it. For whatever the Father does, the Son also does. The Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. And to your amazement, he will show him even greater works than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he wishes. Furthermore, the Father judges no one but has assigned all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not come under judgment. Indeed, he has crossed over from death to life." John chapter 5 verses 31 to 38. "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not valid. There is another who testifies about me, and I know that his testimony about me is valid. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Even though I do not accept human testimony, I say these things so that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you were willing for a season to bask in his light. But I have a testimony more substantial than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works I am doing, testify about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified about me. You have never heard his voice nor seen his form, nor does his word abide in you, because you do not believe the one he sent.